here's a cool tip. If it's your birthday, then happy birthday to you, obviously. But if you've got a friend who's got a birthday, the biggest problem is you only find out on that day. It's too late to get them a card, send them a present, or if they live the other side of the world, sometimes that overnight delivery has to happen on the same day. So what can you do? I've made it easy for you. Here on Turbocharge Your Brand TV, I've created a special video of a happy birthday, 7 things you need to do to guarantee a happy birthday every single day. It's a nice video, and it's quite funny and quirky, and it tells people how to have a brilliant day. So what do? You get the URL, which is the bit at the top of the website, and you send them that link with a special message. You can do it through Facebook, you can do it through LinkedIn, you can share it through any of your social media outlets, and let them get that message from you. So I send it to you, you send it to them, they thank you for it, and they think that you rock. We'll work together as a partnership here in Turbocharge Your Brand TV. Turbocharge Your Brand TV. Welcome to a brand new show, because this one is amazing. If you've ever wondered how to get your brand out by doing public events, by being a speaker, by being respected around the world and having people buy your stuff, we're going to find out how the experts do with Gautam Gunglani from The Right Selection. Also, we've got 10 tips on how you can get more out of your old customers and also attract new customers to your brand by doing some very simple things. Guaranteed, after this show, you'll be making money just from that special section. And today's profile is Ricky Gervais, one of the funniest men on the planet and also one of the most successful. He's the only guy to come back, certainly from the UK, and present the Golden Globes 3 times and insults everybody in the audience. He's the star of The Office, the writer of Extras, and he's sold out Madison Square Garden more than any other comedian. Why is he so good? Why is he so funny? And why does he seem so chilled out as he gets along the way too? Find out that and more on this show. Join me for Turbocharge Your Brand TV. Online tip, and one that I work on every single day. Have you evaluated your clout score? Clout is KLOUT.com. This is a website that's put together to track your effectiveness online. It checks how many people share your content, how many people react back to you and respond back to you, and your effectiveness in all your different revenue streams. So it looks at your Facebook, your Twitter, your LinkedIn, it looks at your YouTube, and it also analyzes your Pinterest, it looks at your Foursquare and all the different social media sites to find out how effective you are. Now that score is a percentage out of 100. I average around about 64, 65, something like that. I have been all the way up to 76, but we keep changing the algorithms all the time. You can tell how you compare to other people, so it's not just a guesswork thing. Why is that important? Well, it's important for you to know how to boost your effectiveness online when your score goes up, but also it lets you know how your competition is doing. If you've ever considered really turbocharging your brand, it also means taking it out on the road. Maybe becoming an author, or becoming a great speaker, or having a very simple presentation that everybody's going to love. And my next guest is somebody I've worked with for many, many years on some huge events. He's also the guy that's opened up the Middle East and India to stars like Jack Canfield, Bob Urechuk, Alan Pease, and the list goes on. Gautam Gunglani from The Right Selection has an events company, Bar None, specifically looking at the business niche, but also understanding how to get the community to buy in to the products and the back catalogue of every single star he works with. I sat down with him and asked him the nitty-gritty nuts and bolts question of how anybody can create a brand, create events, and start getting themselves marketed to a brand new territory. Find out what he said next on Turbocharge Your Brand TV.
For a new speaker to launch a career when we do it is definitely first step in white zone. Quite obvious, but it's have to have a book. Because to me, books by definition gives credibility. People feel, and even if it's a new speaker, we make sure a book reaches out to client. If they've got something tangible to hold on to, their browsers where they browse through a book before the speaker comes into town. They feel there's a sort of emotional engagement with the speaker. They want to connect and take it to the next level. So the books is definitely something I recommend all speakers to make sure that they have a good, credible book, which is out there in the market. I think write lots of articles of added value, both online and offline. Obviously, we're fully aware that social media is so important today, so they need to continually provide value in educational and engaging articles. So to me, those two are key of the key principles. The other areas is there's lots of associations around the world, whether you say Rotary, Toastmasters, conferences, and try and connect with as many conference organizers to provide keynotes. Because to me, a keynote is you're whetting the appetite, engaging the audience, giving them some insights into the bigger picture, and it leaves them hungry, wanting more. And those are three of the things I recommend all good speakers to launch.
So for somebody who hasn't actually created a book, for many people, there's a real fear that they won't be able to fill a book, or they don't have content, or they're not really an expert on their subject. Are you saying that without that book, they really can't start a speaking career?
No, I wouldn't say they really can't start a speaking career, but what I would say is they really need to look at that as an important factor to have a good starting block and a good launch pad. And there's a solution to every challenge, I believe that wholeheartedly. And so if they've got a heart of content, if they've got a lot of ideas, there are ghostwriters who will help them put a book together. They may have the content in their minds and their hearts and in terms of speaking, and to help them, there are many experts around the world who can help that put that content into words and help them put a book together.
So is the book seen as a book that people must buy and read and learn about, or is it really a glorified business card that leads to the speaking events?
Combination of both. Yes, I would say a glorified business card, because I myself always tell the speakers the best business card for a speaker is his book. I mean, a general business card goes in the database and it's done. A book is something that, especially if it's signed, it's kept in the bookshelf, you glance at it, you may read at it, you may share it with your colleagues. So to me, yes, it is a glorified business card, but then leads on to building a relationship. At the end of the day, people come for an event because they have an existing relationship. They may have a need on the topic, they may know you by your name, but that book connects you with your audience. And that, to me, is a tool to reach audiences worldwide. At the end of the day, as an international speaker, you're looking to connect with the entire world. If you want to connect with the entire world, you need to have a book, which could even be an e-book, to a physical book, but it reaches out to people before you even reach that new market that you launch yourself in.
It's Turbocharge Your Brand TV. When times are tough and finances are tight, people worry about how to get new clients and also how to monetize the ones that they already have better. I'm going to give you 10 ways that you can do it right now and Turbocharge Your Brand TV. Number one, make sure you've got decent business cards. Make sure your business cards reflect who you are and they're congruent with your message. Don't just get scrappy old ones that just sort of have your contact details on. Have a call to action. Make sure that every customer that you give them to wants to take it, wants to connect with you on their social media, and they want to put it to the side because they know who you are, what you do, and how to do business with you. Have several business cards. I've got many. This is my one that I use for sending people to join the Life Designers Tribe. It's got contact details on the back and also 10 things you need to do to create success in your life. I've also got this card, which I've never shown you before, which I truly believe is probably the world's best business card. I know you don't believe me by saying it, but when I show it to you at a later date, you'll find out. This card is very rare. I don't give them to everybody, but if I show you very quickly, it's a little book. In here, I've got everything people need to life coach themselves. I've got details about the 10 rules that they need about creating success in their lives. I've got an introduction to me, if you can see it there. I've got the life wheel, I've got blah, blah, blah. I've got lots of little things that they can click on, life wheels that they can turn, and they see details moving here. I've also got in here how they can contact me, and my resume is a fold-out here. Okay, I'll share more about that later, but make sure, number one, that your business card has your message and it tells people how to do things to interact with you and get you more business. Number two, make sure that your website is very specific and it's niche and it's optimized. There's nothing worse than having a vanilla, bland, brochure-type site that has no call to action and doesn't specify why people should do business with you rather than somebody else. Trust me, your picture and your name is not enough. They need to have a video, or they need to get something free, or they need to find a way to be positioned to say that you are the best person that they could deal with. Google will reveal 10 bits of competition to you with immediate effect, so you better be good at doing this. Number 3, make sure you've got a call to action on your homepage. When people arrive, they should interact with you within 3 seconds. If they don't see a reason to be there, they'll go back to Google and they'll go to the next possible option. So make sure that when they do arrive, you grab them instantly with a video that talks to them or a gift that makes them want to take a bit of you away. Even if they're still looking for lots of different options, I guarantee even at this stage with people on the internet, you'll be miles ahead of the competition. Mind you, if they're watching this show, they're catching up with you already. Number 4, have a focused message. Make sure your business card, make sure your website are all congruent. Make sure that what it is that you want to get across to people is very simply understood and anybody can tell that story to somebody else. Number 5, talk, write, and breathe about your brand. Evangelize about what your message is. If you haven't got a message, think of it. But make sure that you say that to everybody. Even on social media, make sure that you are the expert and the perception is that you are really living and breathing inside a bubble of your favorite message, your favorite brand, and your product. It might seem boring for you because you're so close to yourself, you're thinking there's more to me than that. But to your clients who don't live with you and don't know you that well, and the potential clients who want to have somebody in that niche, if they see you're fully focused and you're the person to talk to, you're the person that they will talk to. And so, whenever you go out and you do your stuff, focus on what brings you cash. Yeah, it's one thing to go on social media, it's another thing to spend a lot of time schmoozing, having coffee and meeting with potential clients, but are they going to get you money? Make sure you're ruthless with yourself and ruthless with your clients. If they want to sit and pick your brains, let them pay for it. Refund the money they've paid when they actually take out a contract with you on your business. But be very disciplined. Make sure you don't do anything that's not bringing you in cash directly or indirectly. Life's too short and you've got bills to pay. Number 7, track your time and efforts. Make sure that everything you do is not only cost effective, but you can see what's got measurable results. Create 2 websites. Give people 2 pages to go to. See if you can split test everything that you do. See how many people arrive on your site and how long they stay. Use Google Analytics, look at lots of other tools. Also, examine your clout score. Find out whether people do like to spread your word and share your information, because if they do, then they're going to do it about your business too. So start tracking everything rather than just sending it out there and hoping the wind will catch it and blow it in the right direction. Number 8. Keep your messages simple. Keep it simple, stupid, as they say, the KISS idea. Whatever it is you're trying to get across, people don't need it to be sophisticated unless they're in the same industry, in which case they'd love to have a geeky conversation with you. Keep it simple, and more than anything, if you're providing a service, let people know that you will do that service for them. I don't need to learn to become a plumber because I'll hire in a plumber. I don't need to know how to fix a laptop because I'll give it to somebody who can fix a laptop. All I want to hear from them is, yes, I can fix your laptop. Give it to me and you have it back later on this afternoon. I'll pay whatever it takes if a problem is taken away from me and I don't want to spend too long geeking on it. I don't care what he has to do. Take it out, wash it in the washing machine, do whatever it takes, just get it done. The same is true for your industry. Just say, I can do it for you, and keep a message so simple that anybody can get it. Number 9, analyze and track your competition. Whoever they are, the odds are they're not doing all the things that I've mentioned so far. They're just going out there and making business. So keep an eye on them. Find out what they do right, what they do wrong, and emulate it. Do a different version. Be the un-them. In terms of the un-them, think in terms of, say, Sprite or 7-Up. They are the un-Coke or the un-Pepsi. They don't look to be the same product, they look to be a product for all the people who don't want the original one. Maybe that's how you should position yourself with your competition, but you can't do it until you know who they are and what it is that they do. And number 10, take a break. It sounds like a silly idea, but you can work so hard that you don't actually get a chance to step back and reevaluate everything you've got. There's a reason for having a weekend. It's the end of a week. And if you have to work weekends, then take a different day so you can relax and recharge your batteries. It's a real part of your work-life balance that when you're so into your stuff, then you love it, but you can become really boring because not everybody loves it. You've also got to put it into perspective that you go to work to make sure that you've got time off. Now, why does that attract new clients? Why is it important for other clients? Well, because when you take a step back and you've got lots of other interests, you can have better conversations with them and you'll just feel much fresher. Those are 10 things that you need to implement into your business to attract brand new clients and also to help you monetize existing ones. It's Turbocharge Your Brand TV, and Amber Cole wrote to me and said, Dave, I don't know how to get more corporate business. What do you suggest? Well, Amber, there's a couple of things that you need to do. First thing is make sure you've got a meeting. Yeah, get in contact, but make sure that meeting is with somebody who's a decision maker. In every organization, there's people who like to have meetings but don't necessarily have the ability to get you a decision. So make sure that meeting has decision maker or decision makers built into it. Next up, check out the dress code. When you go along to a meeting like this, be informed of what kind of business they are. Are they smart casual? Are they suits? Dress just like them, not to impress, to fit in. Then bring along all your presentation stuff. Bring along an iPad. Bring along a laptop. Bring along crib sheets of everything that you need to have to hand out in presentation. Maybe even bring along your presentation and a thumb drive. You don't know what equipment they're going to have. Hopefully, we'll take you through to a boardroom, but if that's occupied, you may have to do it back at square roots, handing out sheets. Make sure you've got those sheets with you. Next, prepare to have a tough question and answer session with them. The odds are, if you want to get business, they're not going to give you anything until they've asked you about your finances, your vision, your past clients, blah, blah, blah. Think of the worst questions they could probably ask you, and they just might. So make sure you've got the answers ready for that. Before going to any meeting, consider the alternative companies you could be working with. It might work out with this one, but then again, it might not. But you're better off having a number of different options because it allows you to feel more confident when you're talking to them. And it means that whatever pressure they put on you, you know that you'll learn those lessons to be able to do better with the next client. It doesn't mean you're going to blow with that client, but it certainly helps you to feel more comfortable in that space. Also, be receptive to different parts of feedback and changes that they may suggest that you make to your business. They're not necessarily trying to hurt you or to make you look discredited. They're actually just trying to work out how they can do business with you, possibly comparing you to other clients they already work with. Feedback is always useful, especially when it's positive. And even if it's negative, have a think about whether they're actually trying to help you and whether it'll actually improve your business, because the odds are it probably will. And the last thing is stay in touch. Whenever you have a client, corporate clients, sometimes the wheels take ages to come round. They've got to do things by committee and they've got to get 3 quotes from potential suppliers before they come back to you. That process can make it seem like they're not interested, but that might not be the case at all. So take your time, stay in contact, and let them know that you're available. Remember, it might be the 4th or 5th time that they actually turn around and buy from you. After 2 or 3 times, most people think that they're not interested, and they back off. So Amber, I hope that really helps. Some very simple tips there, but very, very useful when it comes to getting new corporate clients. Time now for our star profile, and it's Ricky Gervais, stand-up comedian, writer, actor, and director. You might know him from The Office or Extras, but you also might have seen some of the many films he's been in. He's a great stand-up comedian who sold out Madison Square Garden more than any other comedian. He's been on The Letterman Show more than any other comedian, and also, he goes on to win more accolades and awards than almost anybody else in the business. How does he do it? Why does he remain so funny? And why do I love listening to his podcast so much? The guy's a genius, and he seems so down to earth, and he makes it look so simple. Let's find out how he does it. This is Ricky Gervais on Turbocharge Your Brand TV.
First of all then, why have you said yes to the Golden Globes for a third year?
Well, one, because it's some of the best fun I've ever had. You know, it's... I did it for the first time. I suppose to sort of, you know, write and perform one-liners. I don't usually do that in stand-up, and it's very different to write in narrative sort of TV comedy. So I really enjoyed that aspect of it. I did it a second time because I wanted to improve on the first. I think I did that. The worry was, could I improve on the second? But I think so. There's always another little boundary to push. But mainly I did it to shut those people up who thought that, you know, it was the end of my career and that everyone was outraged and I'm banned from America. I mean, it's been the end of my career once a week for the last 10 years. Whenever there's a scandal, it's always the end of my career, and then, you know, it's ridiculous. So I did it for all those reasons, but mainly because it's fun, you know. Win, lose or draw, it makes no difference to me doing the Golden Globes. It's not part of my career. Come Monday morning, I'll be writing something else, you know. Which is fun as well, because I'm not beholden to any of those people in the room. So I can say exactly what I want. And I made a decision, last year, that I shouldn't be doing it for the 20 egos in the room. I should be doing it for the 200 million people watching at home. And I'm going to do that this year. So I'd say to people in the room, be afraid.
So no toning down at all?
Definitely not. There'd be no point in doing that, because I'd let down everyone. The people who didn't think I should do it, but, you know, who didn't want me anyway. The people who are waiting to see me go as far or even further than last year. So, no, you don't want to fall between two stools. I do what I do, and I look at it in a sort of Darwinian framework. I do exactly what I do, and let's see if I survive or not. At the moment, it's working.
After last year, there was a suggestion there was sort of a tumbleweed moment, and really that America didn't really get what you were trying to do. But do you feel that that you do engage with the American audience?
Well, yeah. You know, the ratings went up, and that's why NBC have asked me back. They've been going up, you know, each year I've done it. I think you've got 17 million viewers, so someone liked it. But, you know, in all honesty, I do it for me. I'm going to do jokes that I think are funny, or that I think are right, or that I'll enjoy performing. So it's a myth that Americans don't get English humour or comedy. There's so much back and forth. It's just not true. But there are smart people and dumb people everywhere. There are people that get it, people that don't get it. People that like this, people that like that. There's no real generalisation, really. I think what people saw was some people in the room horrified. But who cares?
And in terms of feedback from some of the names that you did target last year, have you had much back from them? Do they actually find it funny?
It's all been good. I don't know who was, you know, mortally offended. I don't know where these people are. I think if someone shouts controversy, then there is controversy. But, you know, Johnny Depp was meant to be offended. He's in the new show. I called him up. He went, of course I wasn't offended. Robert De Niro called me the day after, saying it was hilarious. And he said, Do you want me to speak to anyone? I thought he was going to have someone whacked. Will Smith called me up and said, fantastic. So I don't know where these people are who were so horrified. But if they were, I don't care either.
And that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed it, Turbocharge Your Brand TV, and I hope you go and get yourself a copy of my brand new book, Turbocharge Your Brand, 30 Days to Design the Perfect New You. Coming next week, we're going to look at how you can really boost your own personal life by losing weight. I don't mean it in a nasty way, but sometimes it seems extreme to take diets. In some cases, having a gastric band fitted is expensive and very dangerous. But have you ever thought about creating one with hypnosis so you can have the same effect? Well, this actually has a 74% success rate as opposed to the actual physical operation of 76. We talked to the experts on how you can do that. All that and more, and this book. Join me next week on Turbocharge Your Brand TV.